Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the EXO podcast. I'm your host, Lucy.
I'm Liana.
And we have a very special new host.
Hi, I'm Sophia. I'm a sophomore and I'm from San Francisco.
We also have a special new behind-the-scenes gal.
I'm Catherine. I'm also from San Francisco, and I'm also a sophomore.
And don't worry, Kaylin and Liana are still here, just not here right now this very moment. So today we're going to be talking about housing and all the silliness that comes along with that in terms of your interpersonal relationships and the beef and just how weird it is to be living in a dorm. God didn't intend for that.
I don't think so.
I don't think anyone intended for that.
But first, we must start with one of the 36 questions that lead to love. And today we are on question number 4, which is, what will constitute a perfect day for you? Sophia, why don't you start us off?
Okay, let me think. So I'm not a big sleeper inner. Like I'm up at like 8 or 9.
Love it.
Usually in the summer. Here, though, it's a little bit later. But in the summer, I like to get up, get a big breakfast out. You have to go out. Probably get something with eggs, like a savory breakfast. And then probably drive around for a bit, go to the beach, get a latte, maybe go thrifting, like the usuals. And then maybe not nap, but like lay in bed for a while. And then maybe have dinner at home because I ate out. And then probably watch a movie. I'm a homebody.
Yeah. No, that's a killer day.
Thank you.
Are you a Taurus?
I am.
Yeah. Tauruses love to be at home. Mm-hmm. That's the truth. What did you say about Tauruses?
They just love to be comfortable.
It's a pretty ideal day. I mean, I love to sleep in, but I always feel guilty about it. So, yeah, on a good day, like, I wake up maybe at, like, 9:30, 10, and I don't feel tired, and I feel so happy that I woke up early. And then, I don't know if this is, like, a perfect day, like, a perfect normal day, or a perfect crazy day I can do whatever I want. But, okay, let's assume I'm not at school. Or I am at school. I don't know. I'm happier at school, I feel like. But if I'm at home, maybe I'd go to the beach. You know, start off my day on the beach. Maybe I'd get some acai bowls, because that, on the beach, that fucks. Mm-hmm. Then I'm a little tired. I go home for a nap. But you know what I'm doing later? I'm going to a concert. I'm seeing someone crazy. Oh. Who am I seeing? I don't know. I'm seeing Lord right now.
That's a good
Just
answer.
Kidding. I feel like I want to see a tinier... I want to see a tinier artist. I'm seeing Lucy Dacus. I'm emotional. And then I get to the concert. Spoke a little before. It's beautiful. My life has changed forever. And that's all. That's a perfect day for me.
You get the best sleep of your life.
And then I go home and, oh, you know what? It would be really great if I had somewhere to sleep in the city so that I don't have to take the train home. That would really be perfect.
The perfect day. I'm going to say that we're at school, or even, honestly, it would be the same. I would love to sleep in just a little bit, have an amazing bagel, a really great bagel with some cream cheese in the morning. If my dog is there, even better, he gets some of it too. And then I always feel really good after I go for like a hike or like a walk in nature. I love the beach, but I think I like trees more. I'm a hoe for trees, to be quite honest. And so, nice walk in the woods. Maybe you bring lunch, picnic, wherever you're walking. Afterwards, nap, chill at home. And I love going out to eat, but also I love it when like a bunch of my friends come over and then we all like cook all together. I think that would be fun. And then just watch a movie and hang out with my friends. That's when I'm most happy. It's just chilling all together and staying up too late, just like talking about nothing. That's the perfect day.
That's a lovely day.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into some housing stuff.
Let's do it.
What's first off on our agenda?
First off, I have roommates.
Roommates? Are we talking about roommates?
Let's talk roommates.
See, we're so bad to ask about this because, you had a roommate, but I've never had a roommate.
Wow. Yeah, COVID. COVID be like that.
COVID was like that.
But Sophia and Catherine have roommates.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Two roommates. I feel like the biggest thing about like having a roommate is honestly like before you get there, like thinking about like what your roommate is going to be like and just like thinking about all the horror stories you've heard about roommates. But then like people will check you and be like, most people are very normal and your roommate will probably be normal. Honestly, both roommates I've had have been lovely and very good to be around and been like some of my closest friends at school. So I've had very positive roommate experiences.
I think what's really silly about our year is that there's normally like random roommates, but we like started in January and like they pitied us because we weren't going to have roommates. So they let you choose who you're going to live near. But like, it wasn't just that, but the people who like lived in suites, there's some horror stories there because like people would just like get together. Like they didn't like know each other and they chose to live in a suite. And like usually the suites you develop a friendship with and then like you're put in a suite with someone. So there was so much there. There was like just so much beef. I don't really think I know like any group of people who lived in Greg who is like still friends to this day.
Well, I think it's also, it's like kind of different with suites because you have your own little room, like, which is why they still kept the suites during COVID. You have your own room, but then you are, there is a common space. So it's not just like you're in a hallway where like you don't have to interact with any of the other people at all if you don't want to. Like in the suites, you're going to be interacting with those four other people, especially if there's like a bathroom in the suite. And so I think with COVID stuff, people just had very different like opinions of what sort of COVID behavior should be going on when we first came back. Yeah, and I also heard stories of just people disagreeing. And also this is your first time like being around other college students and there's COVID and like, so you don't know anybody, but you can't really hang out with them. And then if you do, then people are upset. So yeah, it was kind of interesting to make friends during that time.
It was so messy.
Yeah.
So
I did not have a roommate during the first year, but I did have a roommate the first semester of my second year. It was a girl that we lived on the same hall. We were like super close friends, and still remain close friends. But we decided to live together. And it happened to be that we both had ankle injuries before our second year. So we were both got there in the fall and we're literally both in ankle boots. And so first of all, it was just hard because we were spending a lot of time in our double together because accessibility is really hard on campus and we were living in Perkins, which is far away from everything. So we were just spending a lot more time together than I think we had anticipated. And I think we both realized that we need our own space more than we had anticipated also. Yeah, and so I think we make great friends, but I don't think we make great roommates. And so we then were just trying to figure out other possible housing options for the next semester. And then my roommate wound up getting off-campus accommodations for her injury and moved off-campus. And then I had the double to myself for the second semester, which was lucky. I could have gotten a new roommate. But yeah, that was tough. It put like a bit of a strain on our relationship with just like these logistical things of living together.
Yeah. It's so hard to live with friends.
Yeah.
Well, not so hard, but, like, sometimes the, like, differences in lifestyles can be so much. Like, I know, like, in our suite and, like, in our suite last year, it's just, like, things with, like, dishes piling up or, like, things like that could just, like, it's simple things and it's really just, like, homely things, especially in a suite environment where it feels more like a home versus, like, one room that you share with someone, which I, again, haven't had to do, and I can only imagine that that is actually just that much worse. But it's something with, like, the chores that really like yeah. can put a damper on things. Yeah. Like having to like dish out like who does what, and then like if people like are depressed or too busy and they're like not doing their end of it, I feel like that's just like always where things start to get a little like weird in navigating things with like your best friends. So I feel like when it's not people you're that close with, it feels right. easier to be like, hey, do this, please. Mm-hmm. But when it's like your friends and you want to be there for them, it's a harder thing to navigate. It's just like a weird dynamic.
Yeah, I definitely have seen that before, like conflicts with roommates and they're not like super close friends. You can kind of just text the person and be like, yeah. when you're out of the room, be like, oh, hey, do you mind cleaning the dishes or whatever? And then, you know, they'll do it and you come back and the dishes are clean and there's no conflict. But if it's your friend, like you have to kind of say it to their face and like be real about it. So that makes things different.
Yeah. And that can bring people closer, but it can also not.
Yeah.
I feel like you learn things about people that you wouldn't otherwise learn unless you're living with them. And some things you learn are like pretty key. You're like, oh, this person is like gets super aggressive when like approached about something that they didn't do, you know, something like that. It's like, oh, I didn't really know that about them, but like what does that mean for our relationship outside of roommates? I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's like definitely an adult friendship. It's like what we were talking about last week. Or last time, that wasn't a week yeah. ago, but with like adult friendships, and I think you just learn a lot about people's communication style. But for some people, like there isn't really a communication style because they don't really have that like emotional development, which is okay. I mean, yeah. I think it takes coming to college for a lot of people
yeah.
to do that, especially at a place like Brown where a lot of people have had things done and handed to them for most of their lives, and like it's definitely weird coming into an environment where you don't have that and you have to live with other people and meet them where they are and like yeah. communicate when something that they're doing isn't sitting right with you or is like making the space difficult to live in. It shows a lot like how you communicate with people, and like I think the differences in how you communicate is where it puts like strains on friendships. But you're right, like definitely eye-opening for like It shows you a side of people that you wouldn't get just, like, being their friend. It's completely different living with someone.
At the end of the day, when you're friends with somebody, you both go back to your own dorm and you do your own, like, little night things and it's almost like you learn more about people, like, when they are more relaxed and, like, more themselves because they're in, like, a home situation. I don't know.
Speaking of, they go back to their own dorms. What, do you guys have any experience or any stories about people who were roommates or suitemates and then fell in love? Or maybe not in love, but just did things of the sort and then had to deal with that?
I haven't heard anything like super related, but I've heard some like cuddling stories, like roommates cuddle every night.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means. I didn't know them well enough to ask.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
Cuddling is,
I love a friendship cuddle.
Yeah,
but when you are spending all of your time with someone, what is that relationship?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, I have friends from a different school. It's not this school, but they lived in like a suite where it's like kind of like how in Barber it's like two doubles mm-hmm. in a suite, and the other pair of roommates like started sleeping together and nice. But then one of them like just wasn't into it anymore and like just completely ghosted the other roommate. Like,
you live at the same place.
No, I know and like but it was like when they left for the summer, but they were planning on living together the next year, and I haven't checked in on the situation, but I can only imagine that is literally like the worst possible, like the most hostile living environment yeah. to possibly be in, especially because like I don't know, I'm emotional as shit, like I could not imagine living with someone that like that I didn't like. Okay, I guess one day I'm probably gonna be in like an adult relationship where we live together, but like not going into it,
yeah,
being in that like emotional state and then just like sleeping with someone or like developing feelings for them and living with them and not get and like being in my pajamas and like having to go poop in our bathroom and like, like I don't know, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, so we do know people who are going to be living together who are couples now, and like they've signed a lease.
Yeah,
like,
and it's like the beginning, it's like 25% through this year, so like yeah, it's not like 75% of the year, and I mean, then like the whole next year and the summer, which is so crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, I believe in them, their end game. I mean, senior year feels like mildly different because senior year feels like you're like dipping your toe in the real world a little, where mm-hmm. it's like okay, but it's just kind of scary that you have to make that commitment at the beginning of junior year, like that's so ridiculous. But like I mean, I have a friend who graduated last year who, like, she lived with her boyfriend last year, and they're still together. They're cute. They were here the other day. It was crazy.
It works. It can work.
It can work. It's kind of like the friendship thing where you, like, learn new things about a person, but, like, with your partner, it's like, is that something that is, like, off the table? That, like, you're right. Someone that maybe not everyone... But, like, you're someone I fuck. Like, you're someone I have sex with, like, and you don't do your dishes.
Yeah.
That's not going to fly.
Yeah.
You
have to have real conversations.
That is, I don't know. I think for me, there's a lot of things that, like, are okay in a friendship. But, like, they can, like, turn me off from a person. But, like, if we are having, like, that intimate of things towards each other, feelings and whatnot...
Let's talk about sex in a college dorm. Sexiling.
Sex in a college dorm.
Sex in a college dorm. That's a good band name.
I walked in on my roommate having sex last year, but I've never been sexiled.
How did it go?
I should have been.
Like, was it okay?
It was chill. Like,
I feel like it's chill.
The issue was more just that, like, I had my headphones in. I didn't realize it was happening because, like, I don't know. I didn't want to, like, look over to her side of the room. It was just, like, I was doing my thing.
Yeah.
And then I was in there for, like, a minute or two before I, like, realized. And I think that was the part that was, like, the part I felt, like, icky about. And then I was in there, like, obviously, like, it had stopped, but, you know.
Did they not realize?
No, they realized. I was the one who didn't realize. So they were just, like, in the bed, and I was just, like, you know, like.
Doing your thing.
Doing my thing, like putting my clothes away from earlier in the day, whatever, whatever. And I like, turned around and I was like, oh my God. And I was like, I was just so flustered. I think it would have been better if I just realized like upon entering.
What did you do after? What was
like- I just like went to the hall, like gave them like a minute and then like I knew both of them. So I just came back and we all hung out.
But they basically like wrapped up so that you could also be in your space.
Oh yeah.
They weren't like, you have to leave.
Oh no, for half not an hour. At all. They were both like super like, I'm so sorry. And then we all hung out because we're all friends. Yeah. And it was chill.
I feel like I've heard stories of people like their roommates come in, it's like, or they find out that like the door is locked, they're like, what? And then the roommate's like, you must leave for another hour. They're like, what is happening?
One of my friends last year, first day of school, got sexiled. His roommate His roommate never told him. His roommate had been there early, though, because he was an athlete. And so he'd been on campus for a while. Like, he was used to the group, but my friend had just moved in. And he slept on the floor of the bathroom his first night.
Wow.
His first night. He cried himself to sleep on the bathroom floor. And, like,
did he not have any friends yet because you're a freshman?
It's first day. Yeah. Like, you don't know anyone well enough to be like, hey, like, can I sleep in your room?
Yeah.
That's so evil.
Wow. Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's so sad.
I really kill anyone who did that to me. That was so atrocious. Did they say anything to the roommate?
Yeah, like, it didn't work out. Like, the roommate was out of there within, like, a month or two after a couple other big issues that occurred.
Yeah. That's the thing with, like, random housing. Sometimes it works, but sometimes it doesn't.
I actually think it's like really ridiculous that you're expected to live. Like, I think it's important to live with other people just like to become an adult. But like, I think that putting you with random people is like absolutely, it's like kind of gross that they do that, I think. I mean, like
I don't love that it's totally random, but it's also hard to come up with a solution that's like totally foolproof. Because like, you can talk to people online and, like, meet people you kind of like, but then once you live with them, you're going to learn other things about them. But, yeah, it is, I don't love the idea of, like, totally random.
I just think it, like, is actually like a safety issue that like isn't talked about enough, and also just like a mental health issue too, because I mean if you're home, like the place that's supposed to be your home, whether it's a suite or a room that you're sharing with another person, doesn't feel safe, like you're just not, that like completely throws off your school vibe, like what you're doing, like we don't talk about that, I feel like, enough, like when it just doesn't feel good to be whatever home on at school is, like you're thrown off, like that is a challenge.
Yeah. That's why I slept at Lucy's suite last year.
Every day.
A good number of times. Because I was like, I know my roommate is asleep right now. I don't want to get ready in the dark. And I don't want us to, like, have a kerfuffle because I woke her up. Like, I don't know. Circling back to the sexiling. This isn't, like, really sexiling, but when you live in a suite or even, like, just people in your hallway, like, a lot of the times, definitely in a suite, like, if somebody brings someone home, like, the other suite mates are gonna know. Like, that person is probably also gonna be interacting with, like, some of the suite mates. Like, if they go to the bathroom in your suite, like,
it's so awkward.
I don't, yeah, it doesn't have to be awkward, but it kind of is, And sometimes, I don't know, it depends on the relationship you have with your suite mates. Like, do you ask for permission to bring somebody back to the suite or no, because you have your own private room? But I don't know.
Well, I think if it's your own private room, you don't need to ask. But I do like to warn, just because, especially if it's like a random person. Like, it's like, oh, hey guys, by the way, there's a guy coming in. This is crazy. And they're like, oh my god, yay.
But then, and also that moment when, like, your friends are hanging out in the common room and you bring somebody and you're like, hey, guys. And then you go back, you're like, okay, so now everyone in the common room, and it could be, like, people you don't really know, like, your friends have friends over, and like, everybody knows that I'm having sex right now, but...
Or you're not.
Or you're not. You know they want to know.
Yeah, you're like, this is my cat. Anyways, let's go. Anyways, here's my room. Do you want to go in there? Like, yeah. Sure. It's always so awkward and terrible.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking. Now you got me thinking.
Now you got me thinking. I don't know. I think it's kind of fun. I think it's kind of silly.
It is silly. Well, when you have a good sweetmate relationship.
When you have a good sweetmate relationship, it's silly.
Oh my god, I can't imagine, like, not living with my friends, though. And, like, if... I mean, okay, let's go into, like, the housing lottery. Because with the housing lottery this year, we all know it got, like, super duper fucked. And so, like, for a lot of people, like, living in suites and, like, Yongo and, like, grad center, which isn't really, like, real suites, but still it is.
Yeah.
Like, people are living with strangers. And, like, especially in Yongo, like, it is, like, a big common space, like, a kitchen. And you are sharing that with strangers. We have a friend we just talked to. She went into the housing lottery with, like, one other guy, and they're living with a couple. Like
in a four-person suite.
They, like, don't interact with them, but, like, the Yongo common spaces are huge. Like, I can't imagine living in that and, like, just not getting to use it, or, like, if I use it, like, feeling uncomfortable in that space. But yeah, like, I can't imagine having to do that not living with my friends and, like, having to come home and, like, I don't know, be judged for my sexual exploits with, like, by, like, random strangers. By a full couple.
By a full couple.
Oh, no. Anonymous couple.
That can't be real.
Yeah.
No, it was real.
It's too real.
It's like, I mean, like, having my own room first year versus, like, living in a suite the past 2 years, it's such a different vibe. Like, it actually feels like I'm, like, I have a home on campus versus just, like, this weird single room. And obviously there's other factors that went into that, like, such as not being socially isolated. But it's, I mean, it's a way to make new friends. I just think it's so silly the way that things played out for so many people this year.
But then again, it's also hard to have, like, a close group of friends that's five people, and you guys want to be in a suite. Like, there are only, what, like, 2 5-person suites. All of them are four people. Like, that, there's, I feel like I know so many people who just had a really hard time because either you have, like, a big friend group, or it's just, like, you and maybe one or two other friends want to live together and you need to find a fourth person. Yeah, it's just, like, it's a very stressful time. when the housing lottery comes out. And I feel like it can create drama within friend groups where, like, it's like unnecessary, and it's simply just because you need a group of however many people. And it, like, makes me sad. Like, these people were totally chilling before, but now they have to narrow it down to four people, and now, like, one person's getting cut off. And of course that feels terrible. Like, of course that should affect your friendship.
It's like friendship ending pragmatism, where, like, you just, like,
it's so important for you to get, like, housing that you, like, want, that is, like, good for you, because it is where you're going to be living. Like I said before, like, you don't realize it, but your housing does impact your mental health, like, just so much.
Yeah.
But someone always gets fucked over, especially, like, right now our grade, like, the past, like, month and a half, like, everyone's been, like, signing leases, and I know so many people who just, like, got screwed out of, like, living with other people or, like, things like that. Like, we got really lucky because we found a 7-person place to live, but there was one other person we wanted to live with, and we were like, literally, what are we gonna do? Is he just, like, not gonna live with us? But our landlord was nice, and now I guess two people are sharing a room.
Yeah.
Or one of our friends is sleeping in the closet. Yeah. But it was really lucky because, like, for so many people, and, like, a lot of people don't consider their friends like that either, which, like, sometimes is fair because, again, you need to live somewhere, and, like, Brown doesn't make it easy to, like, not be selfish with this, but it's fucked. Like, it gets, like, yeah, super cutthroat. Like, some friendships, like, don't bounce back after that. Like, I know people who, like, things, like, haven't been the same since, like, weird housing things. Like, people aren't communicative about it, and, like, they think they're gonna be in your housing group or your, yeah, like, your, like,
it
apartment group.
It all comes back to communication at the end of the day. That's the theme of our podcast thus far.
It's
a theme of life thus far.
It is a theme of life. People, like, aren't taught effective communication, and, like, it really shows in all their interpersonal relationships and interactions. Like, that's one of the most important things you can learn as a human being, is how to interact with other human beings, like, effectively share what you're feeling and what you're thinking. And if you're not doing that, it's gonna show.
Do we have any, like, tips and tricks?
Well, tips and tricks for housing. Tips and tricks for navigating. Firstly, remember, Brown is always the enemy, not your friends.
Yeah.
This shit is stressful. It really is. But talk to each other. Like, it sucks. They're reforming the housing lottery, so hopefully it sucks a little less. We'll see. But, like, really just, like, get on it and talk to each other.
Going off that on communication, like, don't agree to things just in the moment, just because they're, like, presented to you and you feel like you're a bad person if you say you don't want to or you need time to think about it. In terms of housing, it's, like, obviously a huge deal, and it's gonna be, like, a part of your everyday life for the next year. So think things through, and I don't think anyone would be offended if you're like, oh, I need, like, a couple of days, or I'm still, like, figuring stuff out. That's a lot better than just being, oh my god, totally, and then you're, like, stuck with them for the rest of the year, or you have to pull out really awkwardly later.
Along with that too, like, the vein of don't being afraid to say what you need, like, if someone wants to have friends over, but you're, and it's a friend, you know, it's not, like, a random stranger that you're living with, it's a friend, it's, like, okay to be, like, I need some quiet, like, tonight, like, it, you're allowed to do that because it's your space, too, like, don't be afraid to, like, take space in your own space, like, that's an okay thing to do, and if you don't do that, you're gonna just, like, build up some resentments, and it's really important to just take what you need in the place that you're calling home for the time being.
Yeah, don't harbor resentment, because I feel like that's, like, more painful in the end than just, like, having a conversation. I feel like typically it brings people closer.
Those are our house rules.
Those are our XO house rules.
This is how you survive being a college student with roommates, suitemates. Shit is crazy. Mm-hmm. And talk about it. Let's talk about it.
We're so excited to have Sophia and Catherine, and we also have a new member, Alaire, who is going to be coming on next episode. This has been super fun. We're very excited to have all these new people. We're going to be expanding the podcast a little bit, so stay tuned. Very exciting stuff coming up.
All right, guys, signing off. We love you.
XOXO!